Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Jesus Christ said more about hell than anyone else. And Dorothy Sayers, you know, saying, yeah, we act as if hell was the invention of medieval priestcraft, you know, that people try to think of some terrible things to say to scare people to death. But she said, in reality, we cannot reject the doctrine of hell without rejecting the person of Christ, because he is the one who said so much about it, so much about it. And we act as if, oh, well, the really Christ-like thing is to not talk about hell. Yeah, but Jesus talked more about it than anyone else did. So obviously, we don't love people more than Jesus loves them. He knew that if you love somebody, you tell them the truth, and hell is one of those difficult but really important truths.
Boy, Randy, I pray we can get you back, because like I said, we're scratching the surface. We have about 2.5 minutes before we pray, but I'm thinking of that passage, and I'm paraphrasing so I don't have it in front of me, but when we will see him, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. I want you to talk about that transformative moment of seeing Jesus face to face.
Well, we live now in a life where, you know, we've been saved from sin, and we are being sanctified. We're becoming more Christ-like. But the day is going to come when we will be glorified, and that is where we will forever be separated, not only from the penalty of sin and the power of sin, but from the very presence of sin. And this is where, when I think about the wonders of heaven, one of the great things I think about is that nothing will be between me and my Lord. I will not be a sinner anymore. I will not just have the righteousness of Christ as something that is transformative and available to me, but which I sometimes nonetheless still violate as a person who is subject to sin living in this world. But I will be fully righteous, fully have the righteousness of Christ, and I will no longer want to sin. As theologian Paul Helm says, we will not sin, we will not want to sin, and we will no longer want to sin. Sin will be something distanced from me, and I will have a complete, unimpeded access to Jesus Christ. I won't have to need to remember to confess my sins. I will have no sins to confess. And to me, to be liberated not simply from the suffering and evil of this world, but to be liberated from myself, to be a fully renewed and glorified human being, nothing between me and my Lord. That to me is what a day that's going to be.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.